This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We mentioned it during What's Trending. Lee Corso was announced today. Longtime face, voice of College Game Day, is going to retire after 38 years. His final episode, his final live game day show, is going to be in week one of this upcoming college football season. He turns 90 in August.
That's crazy to do media that long in general. 38 years in general is kind of crazy.
They haven't announced the game either, but in all likelihood, it's Texas at Ohio State in week one, which is where he started, ironically.
Beautiful.
So you
there
bookend
you
with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, he's in that category of all-time legends in a sport, like the face of the sport, help grow the sport. Like you mentioned, Drew, earlier, like him, Dick Vitale, there's others that you give them credit for just being great ambassadors the game, in this case college football. You put together a little montage because he's had so many unbelievable moments on air, and here's a couple of them.
All right, good pick. I tell you one thing. Buckeyes!
Boom!
Let me tell you something. Ever since I've been in this town, everybody says to me, Corso, you're stupid. You always pick the wrong team. Pick Auburn to lose, okay? Auburn loses. You want it? You want it? You got it. Willie the Wildcat. Go Kansas State.
Forget it. You what do you mean?
No.
All right, yeah. Bye, Lord.
The Purple Cows.
Purple Cows. Oh, Purple Cows.
I would live in Athens if I didn't live in Orlando.
Would you?
I would have gone to Georgia if I didn't go to Florida State. But that dog is ugly. Give me this thing here.
That's an ugly dog.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Not so fast, my friends. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. How can you pick against SMU?
How could you give that any credence?
Let me tell you something. Well,
there's a bunch of claimed.
These people don't give a
You guys, just listening, you can probably picture a lot of those memories, those moments. Lee Corso going to retire after 38 seasons. And yeah, look, it's time. You know, anybody that's watched it the last couple of years, he's obviously, I mean, he's 90 years old. He's about to be 90 years old. Obviously, is not as sharp as he once was. But I think Kirk Herbstreit, the way he, if you guys have followed his social media, the way his relationship and the way he's basically,
he treats him like a grandfather. He
helped him along. Yeah, he's definitely, he protects him on air in moments, you know, that could be really embarrassing for Corso or look really, you know, he tries to basically kind of talk him through. That's why he obviously needs to retire, but the moments on air were pretty special over the years and even recently with the way Kirk Herbstreit has kind of handled it.
Yeah, it's like, you could hang up on the at least 5 years, probably.
Yeah.
You know, but, instead, you know, like it's easier, like on a day like this, be like, damn, what a run. Mm-hmm. And the way I view Corso is really important because he came around at a time in which people didn't think of media quite the same way. And he understands that his job is to keep you entertained. he is an entertainer, right? And so he did that better than anyone else in the college football scene and anybody on that show. I'm not even saying like Reese Davis or Kirk Herbstreit or some of these other guys who've been a part of this are, but like he's the entertainer. Like they're going to be missing something and have been missing something since he hasn't been quite the same. And obviously they've reduced his amount of time on air and kind of were careful with it. And it's always a difficult thing because it's, we all agree when somebody has done it that long, they kind of deserve the chance to go out on their own, but also like to what extent. And like you said, you don't want to like have them embarrass themselves or, you know, run into a problem with that. I don't know. He's an all-timer. He is probably the first broadcaster I think of at all. If you ask me college, like the first, like if you say college football, I think Lee Corso first.
He made
as far
it,
as like broadcasters go. Not
yeah, no,
football.
I got you. Yeah,
he made it worth watching, you know, Saturday mornings or and even, you know, it was a big deal if game day was coming to town just because obviously you're the game of the week and everything. But knowing that you could see Corso make the headgear pick, it just made it that much more special to be able to. I mean, even if I didn't watch all the game day, I knew that Eastern time, 11:45, I had to get to my TV because they were making the picks, and I wanted to see Corso put on the headgear.
Vital for college basketball, Corso for college football, the two unbelievable ambassadors. And someone said, is he already retired? Technically not. Corso will retire in August.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.